Thank you for checking out another special episode of EC Convos, the place to have cool conversations with cool people. Of course, I am your host, Eric, and I always thank you for stopping by. Yo, you could have listened to anything in the world, and you chose to be here and listen to my cool-ass voice? I appreciate that. But since you are here, do me a favor and comment and subscribe to this podcast, as well as my audio drama, which is called Jasmine's Therapy, on my sister channel, Stories by Ngolio Co. It's a shameless plug, I know, but hey, we got to keep winning, right? We got to keep the momentum and we got to keep going. Now, as I said, this was a very special episode, but to be honest, it's a much needed episode. And if you don't know my next guest, you definitely should, because she's more than a guest, actually. She's considered a resident of Ngolio Company. And she got her own room and everything, y'all. That's how cool she is. I am definitely talking about the absolutely amazing Angie Mitchell from the Sincerely Angie podcast. If you're a longtime listener to any of my podcasts, you'll know that she's been on every iteration of it, whether it be Sample Size Sense, which is my YouTube channel, or if it's TMP Times, which was my previous audio drama, and she was Chris with Decay, the radio host. And yeah, she's been pretty much everything, y'all. She's my unofficial financial advisor because we talk about money all the time and finances on a few episodes that we've done so far. And she's always been willing to give really good information to y'all. But this time around, I wanted to get good information on her. So I decided to ask her a series of questions about herself, about her journey to podcasting and blogging, and other questions that we normally wouldn't know about her, because she's normally a pretty private person. So for her to open up to me, that felt really awesome. Y'all, this conversation was so good, we decided to split it into two parts. So this is part one that you're about to listen to now, with part two coming on next week. And you know, we had to run it back one more time at the Pacino's on Veterans Boulevard in Metairie. So shout out to Pacino's, the coffee shop. Amazing coffee over there. Great vibes. We actually recorded it on location there. It's always a celebration when I link up with Angie, but don't take my word for it, y'all. Just sit back and take a listen to part one of my crazy cool conversation with Angie Mitchell.
You okay? You okay?
It was a little bug.
You looking like...
Yeah, it was like right there and I was trying to blow it out the way.
Oh my goodness, you're terrible. Welcome y'all to another episode of EC Convos, I would think.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't silence this phone, I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, you're good, you're good.
I am, hey, Eric.
I am Eric, of course, and thank y'all so much for watching. I really appreciate it. And friend of the show, resident of the show.
Yes.
Y'all know. Y'all may not have listened to her before on EC Convos, but you have listened to her before. You know, because she lives here.
Yes.
And she has a house here. She pays rent here.
Definitely. You know, no, she pays free rent. It's free rent. I pay free rent.
Free rent here. She pays free rent. And, you know, and it's always a pleasure to have you on here because you just so freaking awesome.
It's always a pleasure to be on here. It's a pleasure anytime if we're talking without recording or recording. It's always a pleasure.
You know what? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, y'all. I have Angie from the Sincerely Angie podcast on this bad boy.
Yes.
And we're gonna just hang out today, y'all. I'm in Metairie, Louisiana at Pacino's again. Shout out to Pacino's for allowing us to record again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was actually, what, almost 8 months ago, right? 8 or 9, this was back in what, September of last year?
It sure was.
That we did the last one and we talked about a lot of stuff. We talked about a lot of stuff, actually.
Yeah.
And if I recall, the stuff that we were supposed to talk about, we never even got a chance to talk about.
No, we never got a chance to talk about.
Right. So.
And here we are today with something else that's not what we were supposed to talk about the last time.
The last time, exactly. But that's how we are, though. Like, that's how it's always been with me and with Angie and myself, and that's how it will always continue to be, because we always got a lot to talk about.
Yes. But it's you, though. It's definitely you.
It's me? No. It's you.
No.
No, it's you, yo.
Leave it to me and we'll just be, I don't know, but you, I don't know. I can't call it. You have all the ideas, all the creativity, all the your goals, your life goals.
My life goals are in direct correlation of what I'm trying to, it's in direct correlation to the people that I'm around. You have goals also. In fact, from a financial standpoint, because of you, my credit score is through the roof now.
As it should be.
As it should be.
As it should be.
You know, and we've talked about that, and we've talked about a lot of stuff under the sun. We've talked about mental health. We've talked about all kinds of different things. But today, I am going to do what we like to call some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
And I don't want just regular one word answers like yes.
No.
Or
nope.
Tomorrow or
no,
whatever.
That's not gonna happen.
I need the question answered, and I need why the question is answered. And just to kind of put it in context, y'all, we are outside hanging out.
Yes.
We wanted to be outside a little bit because one, it feels pretty decent out here today.
Yeah.
And two, we wanted to get that real authentic feeling of an actual conversation that we're having.
Yes.
And I always love recording outside personally. Because
I like all the sound effects and the background noise. But this goes back to TMP times. Because, like, I remember the first one I heard was the door opening to the store and then the cash register. And I'm like, how does he do that? How did you even get that sound? But I'm sure there's a way. But it blew my mind because it's like you're listening to a book.
Aww.
But it was a podcast.
Thank you so much.
It blew my mind because I'm like, how did he? You hit a door keys. You hit a car keys. You hit a door to the car close. You hit an engine start, and I'm like, who thinks to do that?
You know, when you are a creative, you have to be able to continue to create.
That's true.
You know, and you have to find creative ways to create creative things.
And creatives can be boxed in. So
to expect
anything less than that would be to be boxing you in, and you are not a box. You are far from a box.
I am far from a box. And you know what? You know what's funny about that, Angie, is that I literally just started acknowledging that recently.
As you should.
Because before that, I was like, I mean, you know, I just do my thing. I just do whatever I do. But now I'm more like, no, that's me.
No.
I'm him
real.
When it comes to that. Because I know what I can offer to the world. And just like all the people that are around me, like you offer amazing advice to the people, to the world.
Thank you.
You know, everything from financial to beauty to fragrances. You know, you and I are both on that fragrance kick now. You know, to just overall well-being and life stories. You provide amazing content. Y'all, check her out at sincerelyangiem.com.
Thank you.
Check her out, y'all.
I love him for that.
I'm telling you, because the podcast and the website, you are, it's so funny because I'm kind of glazing her right now because she's just awesome, man.
Thank you.
Your website is still a website, like, even when people don't, like, people find alternate ways of being able to showcase content, you still got your website, and you still do long form content.
I do.
Through and through.
Yep.
And that is a lost art nowadays because everybody wants very short information, you know, very quick bites of stuff or whatever.
They do.
You provide long form conversations.
I do. And I just say, my people gonna find me, and you know, if it's something that you are into, you'll find it. And when you do find it, you'll find it of substance, or it'll be a necessity for whatever you may have going on or whatever. You'll find it when you're supposed to, if you do. And whatever is on there, you'll find something you need. I'm sure of it. I put money on it that anybody who comes there, they'll find something that they never even knew they needed. And that's like my tagline. I'm like, you know, you'll find a little something you never knew you needed.
Yeah, 100%. You're absolutely right about that because there's so much information to provide on the website.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, when you need it, you'll see it.
Yep.
You know, and it'll come to you like it's supposed to.
Yep.
Yo,
thank you though for that. I appreciate it.
No problem. I still view it. I don't view it as often, but that's cool. That's about to change because I now subscribe. I'm subscribing to it, so. Yeah, but no, it's always a wealth of information that people can have.
Yes.
And so I'm glad to have you on here because we need to talk about you. Now, we're so, oftentimes we talk about all the things that you need to do to become a better person, right? Or that people need to do to become a better person.
Yes, and I know where you're going, but this is the funniest thing. This past Saturday, I was on the Ron Richardson radio show.
Shout out to Ron.
Shout out to Ron. And we had never done just him and I before where he was interviewing me. And that happened. And now here we are today. And you're saying it's about me.
It's about you. It really is.
That's wild. I appreciate it, though.
And the funny, and the thing about you is that, because I've been knowing you for well over a decade now.
Yes.
And I guess it's safe to say that you are somewhat of a private person.
Very.
You know, you don't allow people into your life. So for someone like me to be a part of your life, one, it's an honor for me. I appreciate it, number one. Number two, you feel comfortable enough around me to tell you, to tell other people your, you, about
you. I trust you. I trust you, though. You're very trustworthy. You make it comfortable. You make it easy. You are very relatable. You are not judgmental in your tone, so it makes it easier for people to open up and then continue opening up.
Right.
Like, they won't feel like, man, I shouldn't have told him that. No, you you're very delicate with the information you receive from people. You're very delicate with conversation. You are very sensitive, or I guess I would say you are very soft. I use this sometimes. I'll say white gloves. You treat you treat people with white gloves. Like, you treat them delicately and you treat them tenderly, so they feel comfortable enough to say something to you, to have these conversations.
Right. Well, and the reason why I do that is because I want people to be, I want people to know that I am aware of what you have going on, and and I'm aware of the sensitivity of whatever the topic is, and to be able to, you know, like you say, use the white glove treatment for that, and to provide that treatment for people to be able to feel a level of comfort around me. That's always been my goal, whether it's, you know, doing an interview, whether it's doing a podcast, or not a podcast, video.
Yeah,
I can't even get my words together. Whether it be a video, a film, whether it be just, you know, just anything, just any type of content or anything in general, from a professional or from a personal standpoint, my goal has always been to make someone comfortable enough to be able to share it with me.
Yeah.
And share it with the world. One, because they know I ain't gonna say it to nobody else. Number one. Number two, because I know how it feels to be judged and how to be ridiculed and to be, you know, the butt of jokes or whatever, because somebody felt comfortable enough to say something to you.
Yeah.
And, or I felt comfortable enough to say something to somebody and then they turn around and use it against me. So I know how it is.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. I appreciate you allowing that. But let's get to it.
Okay, because if you talk about me, I'll talk about you all day long.
I know,
I'm going to turn it right back to you.
I know you will. But, okay, so if you don't know, she has a podcast.
I do.
It's kind of sad, but she hasn't.
Uh-uh.
You ain't going to do that?
No.
Okay, we're not going to do that. We're just going to say that she has a podcast, okay?
Yes. I'm going to tell her myself.
Okay.
It's been a while since I've uploaded an episode.
But you've been busy with other things.
But I have been busy. March is usually busy, and then April ended up being busy, and then here we are in May. But there'll be one before May is out.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Because I love your podcast.
Thank you.
I do. I really do. I'm glazing her, y'all, but it's for real.
No.
It's actual authenticity. You know, I actually enjoy the jewels that she drops with people. And so my first question to you is,
oh goodness,
how would you describe your podcast vibe in three words? And first of all, let's give them the podcast name.
Okay, the podcast is called Sincerely Angie, and it's basically conversational, although sometimes it's just me. I usually speak on what I feel deeply in my heart, or what I was led to speak on. So that could be finances, it could be life, it could be a revelation that I got, it could be anything.
Right.
Like I told him, he's not a box. I'm not a box either. So it could be anything from A to Z. But yeah, so it's conversational style. But it's just basically, I'll pick a topic and I'll give you my honest thoughts or opinion, or tell a backstory or something like that about how that particular topic has either happened to me, affected me, or something. So yeah.
Okay.
So in three words, the podcast.
Yeah, the podcast vibe.
Vibe, okay. I would say chill, inspirational, and relatable.
Okay.
So So chill, because it's not too much fluff around it. It's not too, I don't put pressure on it, which is why there's not an episode in a while. But it's chill because it's just a laid back vibe. It's just, you know, I'm not trying to preach or teach. I'm just literally saying what's on my heart. Inspirational because most times I'm telling a story about something that either happened to me, or if I have a guest, they're telling their story. And I've always believed that when you genuinely tell a story, your story, it's going to inspire somebody. So that's why I say inspirational. And then the last one is relatable, because I'm no different from anybody else. So if something happens to me, or something happens to someone I have on the podcast and they talk about it, somebody can relate to it. So that's why I said that.
I like the chill one a lot.
Yeah.
Because you are absolutely right. Because the thing about podcasting, which a lot of people may not know, or people who are interested in starting podcasting, is that there is an idea or a thought that you have to be, like, you have to follow a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, I always look at it like, what would the Dr. Dre method, right? Where I'm not going to be someone who has to put out, who has to consistently put out content, like an influencer who feels like they have to put out something every week, two times a week, every week or whatever. I like the idea of it being chill, simply because you're not obligated to having to post something once a week unless you just you feel like you need to. You post whenever you're ready to.
Yes. The only downside is that lack of consistency causes you to not have the viewership, because people don't know when you're going to put out another episode, so they're not looking forward to it. They're kind of just like, oh, she'll put one out when she put one out, versus when you are consistent, there's a time, there's a date, we know every Wednesday or every Monday, we know where to come for content. That is not there. That part is not there. So it's
a balancing act. It's a balancing act between the two, because on one end, because I'm the same way, I like to be able to put out stuff whenever I'm ready to put out stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I also know there are people who follow structures.
Yes.
And they follow consistency. And if for some reason, like if you miss a couple of weeks and then they just fall out of favor with you.
Yeah.
So I get it. Mm-hmm. You know, you're right. That is one of the most, that's probably the constant thing that's always in my head. Like, do I succumb to the idea of a consistent behavior, or do I just do it whenever I want to and hope for the best?
Yeah.
You know, it's always a problem with that.
And
but
I would say either one you choose or either one you go with, you have to be okay with it.
Yeah.
So
you do.
And you me, do. I'm not pressure filled, so I have to be okay with knowing that, hey, instead of me being consistent, I'm just going to go with whatever God places on my heart.
Right.
And if He places it on my heart, then I always say but people say, if He gave you the vision, He'll provide the provision. So if He placed it on my heart,
I like that.
Whoever is meant to hear it will hear it. And if it's meant to go viral, or if it's meant to be popular, it will be. If it's not, it just hadn't caught on yet.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
If He gives you the vision, then He will provide the provision.
Yes.
The provision.
Mm-hmm.
Can I use that?
Oh, absolutely. I got it from somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, I need to use that.
Absolutely.
All right. So, let's go to another question.
Okay.
What's been your favorite episode so far, and why?
Oh, favorite.
Now, keep in mind, you've done a lot of episodes.
I'm over 100.
Shout out to that.
Yes. Thank you. My favorite, I think my favorite is the first one, the very first one, Dear God. Mainly because not only did it do well as like the top episode of all of my episodes, but because I love God. And so to start with Him, I'm trusting Him with the podcast. I'm giving it to Him so he can orchestrate it. But it's been my favorite. I also had DJ on that episode.
Yes,
and
you did.
He is somebody who has inspired me spiritually for a long time. A lot of who I am today is because of how he has walked with God.
Yeah.
And so that has truly influenced me. So to be able to open the episode with God and then open it with somebody who has influenced me spiritually, that's probably my favorite.
It's probably your favorite.
It's truly authentic. Now, I know for him, he's not used to that, so it may have felt a little
weird
with him, or like uniform, like he's very chill, like what is this, what am I, you know. He didn't really know about podcasting a lot. I just was like, look, can you come on and talk about God? But for me, it was authentic, and it was me, so yeah.
Well, and the great thing about that episode is that it was authentic on both sides.
Yeah.
On your side and on his side.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Again, he never did it before.
No.
But he immediately fell right into it because it was a conversation that I'm pretty sure you guys have had often.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know? So that's dope.
Yeah.
That is so dope. What is the one piece of advice from your podcast that you actually use in real life?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I know, right?
Oh. Well, it would have to be something financial, because I will probably say that the thing that I talk about on there the most, that I actually am adamant about, is finances. So I would probably say the saving and the being disciplined. I would say that there have been times where I've had to sacrifice, or I chose to sacrifice for something greater, and I still go back to those methods and those practices by sacrificing and being disciplined, saving small. That's something I always say, just save small. Even this day, me, sometimes I'm like, I haven't saved in a minute, but let me just save small. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you...
Uh-oh.
Has your podcast changed how you think about mental health?
I probably would not have said that it did, but now that I'm thinking about it, I would say that it has, because most people that I've had on there had some type of mental health topic, or they've said something as it relates to mental health. So I would definitely say that it has, and it made me more comfortable, especially with you. And I'm not really just turning this back to you, but I'm for real, you've talked about mental health for a long time.
Right.
And I've talked about it as well, but I've never pulled the trigger on seeking therapy. And I finally did. And I think that the influence of people that have come on and yourself has helped my mental health journey. And the podcast itself, I think, is a safe place for people who may have mental health issues and or no issues, so to speak, but just a journey that they're on. So, right. Yeah, I would say that it has.
Okay. Well, good. And let me add on to that a little bit. So the mental health is a broad spectrum, right?
Yes.
We know that.
Yes.
We understand that. One of the things that I've learned from your podcast is, and what I've talked, I mentioned it earlier, was finances.
Mm-hmm.
And my opinion is finances can also be a form of mental health.
Yes, it
because
can.
If you don't know how to manage your finances, it can put you in a position of sadness and depression,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then everything obviously compounds on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can account for that, because you helped me so much with finances and with just financial literacy, and it has helped my mental health tremendously. So I can attest to that 100%.
Well, that's good. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm for real about that, because I think, and a lot of people don't realize that you know, if you have money, and I hate to bring it on money or whatever, but if you have money, or if you have finances, if you have your finances in order, then there's a level of comfortability that you
yes,
have.
Yes, absolutely.
One less thing to worry about.
Absolutely.
Right? And so, but if you don't have that, then everything begins to be a problem.
Yes.
Obviously, that plays a huge role in mental health.
Yes, it does. And a lot of people don't directly correlate their stresses currently to it being the core of it being something financial. They'll say, man, I can't, and not realize, you know, maybe if they just did one thing, that will probably eliminate some of their stressors. And so, like, a lot of times I'll hear people I saw a post recently, and it said life is life for everybody right now, and you have to be kind to people and something else. And at the end of the post, it says something like, because we don't have money like that or something. And I was about to share it until it said we don't have money like that. And I'm like, I'm not, even if that wasn't my situation, I would not share that, or I would not like that post, because that means that I'm agreeing with the totality.
That mindset.
I don't agree with that. I'm not going to succumb to, and it's small things like that that you have to be cognizant of. You have to be aware that, hey, you, each time you share something that says, oh, my finances are bad, or this, the, each time you agree with that post or that thing or something somebody said, that's your financial mental health that's dwindling away with that, because now you're succumbing to, oh, I don't have it like that, I'm never gonna have it like that, or I don't have it like that, and it's not. Nope, you are blessed, you are highly favored, you are rich. And those statements are not false. They're true statements.
They're true statements,
but
right.
you have to be cautious. And that's one thing that DJ, I used to tell him, I said, you look at life with rose-colored glasses, until I realized a place of faith that he was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not through rose-colored glasses. It's just that he's not going to succumb to his situation and be like, oh, I'm broke.
Yeah.
If that was his story. He's never gonna let those words come out of his mouth, because number one, if you believe in God and you have a relationship with Him, and as a child of God, we are supposed to live in abundance. And he don't have no broke children.
Yeah.
Like, no, you don't have it yet, but you have it. Like, yeah. It's a mindset.
You have to see it.
You have to see it.
You have to see it. Yeah. And you're absolutely right. And that's what I was gonna mention about him, is that he has an abundance mindset.
Yes.
I mean, it may not be my position now, but it is my position.
Yep.
You know,
and you can't tell him no different.
You can't tell me no
different.
Believe
it. Yeah. And that's why I said he rubbed off on me, because I'm like, and I looked at it as a negative. I'm like, you're not looking at the reality of things and everything. And now you can't tell me nothing about it.
Right.
I honestly, like, I go back to that post when it said something. I'm not going to agree that I have money troubles, because I don't. Not that I currently don't. I'm just saying I that's not something I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, I got money trouble. I don't. Yeah. I don't have money troubles.
Because
even if I currently did, I don't.
Right, and you'll be surprised, because a lot of times you'll see that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just can't get ahead.
Yeah.
Or it's always something.
You're
or
right.
I can't win for losing.
You're
you know?
Right.
And I have friends, you know, and family members that mention things like that, and I'd be like, nope.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that.
And
you can't do that.
I bet I'll be on the phone with Yanni, and she'll say something, and I correct her, right? She was like, thank you so much for that.
Mm-hmm.
She correct her language right then and there.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
It starts with that.
And you have to do that. And it rubs off on that person, and that person is going to rub off on somebody else.
Yep.
So it's going to be a chain reaction.
It's a cyclical
effect.
It may
not happen right away, but mm-hmm. Just like it happened with DJ to me to now Yanni, and Yanni is going to happen to her and somebody else. It literally is a chain reaction, a ripple effect, and you cannot let your wording dictate your life.
Because
if you say I can't, you sure can't.
Right. Right. And you won't.
You won't.
You won't. Because, yeah. You know, and I let's move forward, because we can talk about this all
yes.
day. Because I, yeah, we can
yeah.
talk about this all day. All right. How do you decide what topics to cover on your podcast? You kind of alluded to that earlier. Yeah.
I did. So what will happen is, I'll either have a dream about something, or I'll read something, or I'll watch something, and whatever it is. And so I'll have topics like Dear God, Dear Love, Dear Dater, you know, just anything. And so the most recent one that has been coming up is Dear Distractions. I don't believe I've had a distraction episode before, but that thing keeps popping up. And so now what'll happen is, either I'll see something in the Bible, or God will give me a scripture and it'll relate to something like that. Or I'll watch a sermon, or I'll listen to a podcast, and then they'll talk about distractions. And then I'm like, okay, it's meant.
It's meant.
That's,
yeah.
That's where I'm supposed to go with it. And then I'll just get on the mic and I may jot down some points or something that I want to talk about. Or I'll draft a blog post, because I usually try to get my blog post and my podcast to line up so you can have a reference point. For the person who likes to read, or the person who likes audio, it's both there. So if on a blog post, it'll be linked and you can listen to it or you can read it. And so I'll just start drafting up a podcast episode on the blog. And then as I draft it, things that I've written down or talked about, then again, I'll hear that somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, yeah, it's confirmed.
It's time to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so this actually goes along with the next question that I was going to ask you.
Okay.
What is your, what's the one topic that you didn't expect to talk about but ended up loving?
Oh. Oh, that's a good one. A topic that I ended up that I didn't want to talk about, that I ended up loving.
That you ended up loving, yeah. The one that you didn't expect to talk about, but you ended up loving. Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of episodes though. That's a lot of them. Yeah. I can't pick one because it's a lot.
Yeah, I'll go back
and I'm like, oh, that was actually good. I like that. That was actually, and that happens a lot. Where I'll go back and I'll read a blog post and I'm like, I wrote that. That's fire. Like that came out of me. So, but that has happened many of times on the podcast because I'm going through the topics in my head, and I'm like, that happened with this one. That happened with this one, and I ended up liking them all. So I can't pick one.
Okay.
I can't pick one.
Well, let me ask you this then. So, you mentioned just now that you go back and listen to them.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Well, for the longest, I did not. I just posted it. I would edit it. Yeah, I would edit it, and then I would post it and let it go because I did not like the sound of my voice. Mm-hmm. But as God would have it, that's just, you know, it's a thing that I'm meant to talk. So I would go back and listen to them to see, okay, did I stay on topic? Did I forget to say something or ask something if somebody else was on the show? And I've learned to love my voice too. So just to go back and make sure that I said everything that I wanted to say. And if I needed to, and I repeat myself a lot too. So if I've said it on multiple episodes, I'll say, I know I've said this before, but you know.
but you're reiterating it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do go back and listen. I have not listened in a while, but sometimes on my Apple podcast, when I go to see if somebody has listened to something else, because I'm subscribed to my own, because I want to see how the episode shows up.
Right.
So I'll see and I'm like, let me listen to this one. Let me see what I said on here.
Yeah.
So yeah, if it pops up somewhere or I see it, then I'll listen to it.
Okay. Well, with that being said, then has a guest ever said something to you that really stuck with you? Or have they ever said something, not to you specifically, but have they ever said something that really stuck with you?
Yes.
And what was it?
So oddly enough, Eric, we talked about you on Saturday on a radio show.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Nice. But I have been podcasting since 2018. And I don't know if Paris said this on the episode or we were just talking in between recording. But she said, do it afraid. And I had never heard that before. And I said, do it afraid. She was like, yeah, if you're scared to do something, just do it afraid. Just do it fearful. Do it scared. Do it whatever. Just do it. And I was like, I like that. And ever since then, I have been hearing it everywhere, but I had never heard that until she said it. Do it afraid. Never heard it.
Yeah.
Or if I did hear it, it didn't click.
It didn't register at the time.
It did not register. And starting a podcast because of you, you got me my first mic. Because I had a little $5 mic. It was, but he got me a mic or whatever, and he encouraged the blog post. He was like, send me a post. I'm going to post it on my website. And he was like, everybody loved it, and it was one of my most popular posts. And I'm like, he's so encouraging. He's just trying to get me out my shell, but I actually was doing it afraid. That's why I didn't want to go back and listen to my voice. I didn't like it. I didn't want to hear it. I'm like, people are going to hear this. Then I had coworkers. They're playing it and listening to it. I'm like, turn it off. Turn it off. So Do It Afraid was probably the most inspirational and the most profound thing that I've heard somebody say. And if it's not on that, like I said, if it's not on that episode, she mentioned it.
She mentioned it, yeah.
So Paris M. Hatcher.
Yeah, shout out to Paris. Paris, you know I love you, girl. That you my dog, man.
Yes.
Shout out to her. Happy Mother's Day to you, too, by the way.
Happy Mother's Day.
All right, so let's switch gears a little bit.
Okay.
What's your go-to mood reset after a long day? Like, what's the one thing that you can always rely on to just get you in just a reset?
It's so many things that make me happy. It's so many things. So recently on TikTok, I did 31 days of things that I love for the month of March.
That was dope.
And they're the most simplest things, but those things really make my heart smile. So something to make me reset or help me reset, a nap is always one thing. Ice cream is another thing. It has healing powers. doing a puzzle or doing a word, something to jog my brain or get my brain moving or something like that. Or music. It could be a song. It could be It could be anything from a good mood food like potatoes. I love anything potatoes. So it's literally anything. I don't say it in a bad way, but I'm that simple and that basic that it does not take much to reset and recharge me at all.
At all. So it's funny you say that about a puzzle. This is a little sidebar. I was looking at a video or a video on social media recently, and it mentioned something about, you know, what is some medical advice from subscribers or whatever that no one thinks about? Or what's some expert advice that nobody thinks about? Somebody said, somebody replied as a dementia and Alzheimer's expert, doing puzzles. Doing puzzles, reading, and something else he said. I forgot the third thing. I think it was sleeping.
Yeah.
But doing puzzles, learning a language.
Oh.
Something like that. Because what happens is it keeps your mind sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the main things that, especially when it comes to dementia and Alzheimer's patients, that I can think of is lack of use.
Yeah.
You know, it's like anything, like riding a bike. If you don't use it, you'll lose it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the more, and then not only that, but lack of sleep too. You got to get your sleep in.
Yeah, you got to rest. Definitely
you
got to
get your sleep
rest.
In. So I like that. Yeah. I like the fact that you're doing things like that to keep your brain active and to keep it sharp.
Absolutely. You know? I have to. I don't hear a lot of people say it, but it's something I can't not do.
Like, yeah.
I would have to. And even like I go, if it's not a puzzle or if it's not like a word game or something like that, is watching a movie and trying to predict the ending. That's me watching for clues and paying attention to this. And I'm like, why she said that? Why he said that? Oh, why they lingered on that sign? Why did they? And so I'm getting my brain active and making sure I pay attention to certain things. And that's another game I play with myself to keep me active mentally.
You are such a creative. You know that? Because that's what creators do. People who are creative and you know, who are into film and things like that, that's what they do. They try to always predict the ending.
Yeah.
And so they'll have like a million and one things jogging, you know, going in their mind. You know what? It was on that trunk too long. The camera was on that trunk too long. Like, that's going to play a role, a part somehow,
later,
somewhere in here.
It's going to come up again.
It's going to come up again.
And my coworker yesterday, she told me, or it was the day before, but she told me recently, she said, you're the only person who noticed what time I come into work. And I told her, I notice patterns easily.
Yeah.
I said, things that people don't pay attention to, it sticks out to me like a sore thumb. And she said, what time do you get out of your car? At 4:40 or 4:40 what? She was like, I get out at 4:41. I said, because you walk in every day at 4:46. And I knew she had a set time because there's no way possible you could walk in the door at the same time every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew she had to have gotten out. She was like, how did you even, she said, you made me realize that I come in here every day at that time. I'm like, anyway, it sticks out like a sore thumb to me.
Right.
But that's that creative mindset, you know.
You want to hear a fun fact about spiders?
Okay.
So spiders have excellent memories, and what spiders do is they remember patterns as well. They remember your pattern, like the human's patterns or whatever, so they can make sure never to be around a human.
Am I a spider?
No, I know, right? start getting legs and start growing out of you. But what happens is when you see a spider, that means you've deviated from your pattern.
Wow.
In some capacity.
Yeah.
So like, for instance, if you're going to the bathroom or whatever, and you normally go to the bathroom at a set time, but instead of going to the bathroom, you go to take your shoes off or whatever, you know, that's when a spider more than likely will be, you'll see one.
Yeah.
Because they don't recognize the pattern because you've changed your patterns.
Wow.
So yeah, anytime you see a spider, folks, a lot of times whenever you see a spider, that means that you've deviated from your set schedule or your set pattern that you're normally used to, because spiders follow the pattern that humans have to make sure they don't run into a human.
Wow.
It's crazy, right?
That is a fun fact.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. I have like a wealth of knowledge. See how he said that? Sometimes Giannis say like, who knows that? And I'm like, girl, everybody. And she's like, no, nobody knows that. And I'm like, oh.
But it's normal to us.
I love that. I love it.